Track 41.
My name's Rosanne de Genova, and I'm an English Learning Solutions Manager in Brazil. One of my favourite TED Talks is the one from Tan Lee called A Headset That Reads Your Brainwaves. Tan Lee starts her talk with her vision to expand human and computer interaction, to include facial expressions and emotions as well as verbal and mechanical commands. She reminds us that interpersonal communication is more complex than mere commands, taking nonverbal communication into account too. What follows is not the kind of new technology that you saw on a sci-fi movie that you watched 10 years ago and thought, no way, it will never happen. It is new technology, so accessible that she demonstrates it live on stage successfully. The headset will cost only a few $100s, not thousands, making us think about how many people would benefit from that. More about that later on. Although it's quite technical, it is well explained in 3 clear areas: background, demonstration, and applications. Tan Lee manages the whole presentation in such a calm, clear, and collected fashion that it seems effortless. I like the fact that she invited another TED fellow, Evan Grant, to come on stage, wear the headset, and help her demonstrate the system. He carried out 2 simple tasks that involved moving an image of a cube on a screen using just his thoughts, no verbal commands or use of his hands. First, he tried a simple command. He chose pull. And second, he tried the much more difficult command, disappear. Mr. Grant was a willing guinea pig and performed the first task perfectly. When the task to make the cube disappear didn't quite work, he submitted a second neural signal, which then made the cube disappear perfectly too. Apparently, with repetition, the signal becomes stronger. It was an impressive demonstration. However, if Miss Tan had called someone randomly, it could have given even more credibility to it, I feel. For example, she could have asked him to think about a task for the cube without telling her what, and then when the cube suddenly disappeared, the audience would have believed he was doing it completely unaided. In addition, I think that she would have made more impact if she'd expanded the examples of how to use this technology in real life in the applications part. For example, turning lights off and on, opening and closing curtains, which could be extremely useful for someone who has a physical disability. For me, this is much more relevant than the tests with a person who can move a cube. She did show some footage of a wheelchair user using facial expressions to move left and right or straight on, using blinks and smiles. The potential of this clever technology is huge and very exciting. It is inspiring to see that some people, like this young woman, are dedicating their time to developing systems that can help so many people. I would definitely recommend this talk to my friends to help to spread this message that technology can be used in our favour and for good causes, not only for fun and for entertainment.